whoever finds himself stretched out on that bull's hide between the Júcar and the Guadalfeo, the Seal and Pisuerga rivers, they often hear people say, "Man, that has a lot of duende." All over Andalusia, from the rock of Jaén to the world shell of Cádiz, people are talking about the duende. And they can spot it a mile off, and they know the minute it shows its face. Manuel Torre, who had more culture in the blood than any man who ever walked on the mud, he pronounced this sacred sentence. He said, "Anything that has black sounds has duende." And that's the double truth, Ruth. Pena Negra, black sounds. This is the mystery, the root fastened in the mire that we all know and we all ignore. The fertile soil that gives us the very substance of art, black sounds. Black sounds, said that man of the Spanish people, a mysterious power which everyone senses and no philosopher explains. The duende then is a power, it's not a work. It's a struggle, it's not a thought. Or as that great saxophone player Cannonball Adderley said, he said, "Hipness is not a state of mind, it's a fact of life." I heard an old guitar maestro say, the duende is not in the throat. The duende climbs up inside of you from the soles of your feet. Meaning this, it's not a question of talent. No, baby, anybody can have talent. Talent is a dime a dozen. No, it's a matter of true living style. It's in the blood. It's the most ancient thing on earth. It is spontaneous creation, life itself. Yes, this mysterious power which everyone senses and no one explains is in some the spirit of Mother Earth. Every artist and every man, whether Nietzsche or Cézanne, climbs each step in the tower of his perfection by dueling with his duende. Not his angel, not his muse. This is fundamental, at the very root of the thing. Yes, your angel will guide you, dazzle you. She'll fly high over your head. A little grace she may shed. Sometimes the muse will whisper in your ear. Muse will give you a little wake-up call. But this intelligence is the enemy of your poetry, because it limits your mind too much. And it raises you to a sharp-edged throne where you might forget that ants could eat you, or that a great arsenic lobster might just suddenly fall on your head. You dig? The muse and the angel come from time to time to pay a visit. But one must awaken the duende in the remotest mansions of the blood, in the darkest back room of your own private stock. The true fight is with the duende. The real work is with the duende. We'll be right back. know the roads where we can search for God, but there are no maps and there are no tricks to help us find the Duende. We only know that he burns like a drink of broken glass, and he will wear you out. He will wear you out. He will wear you out. He will reject all the sweet geometry you have learned, and he will smash your style. And in the end, he will lean on your pain with no consolation. You see, the Duende loves the rim of the wound. And in the healing of that wound, which never does close, lie the strange handmade moments of your life's work. The Duende, it perches near places where forms fuse together. And he never repeats himself. This is interesting. The Duende does not repeat himself, not any more than does the sea during a squall. Each art has a Duende, different in form and style, but the roots meet in the place where the black sounds of Manuel Torre come from. The essential, uncontrollable, quivering, common denominator of wood, sound, canvas, and word. Beyond those black sounds, tenderly and intimately, live zephyrs, ants, volcanoes, and the huge night straining its stomach against the Milky Way. Where is this Duende? Through the empty arch comes a wind, a mental wind, blowing relentlessly over the heads of the dead in search of new landscapes, unknown accents. A wind that smells of baby spittle, crushed grass, jellyfish veil, announcing the constant baptism of newly created things. Cruel beauty, ugly beauty, searing beauty.